Brilliance Audio presents The Broken One by Ruth Cardello, performed by Brian Polino and Summer Morton. Chapter 1. Judy. Barefoot and dressed in white, fluffy, hooded unicorn onesie pajamas, Judy Carisi spun in the high-backed leather chair behind her father's desk. He didn't like her in his office, but she remained secure in the knowledge that there was no bite behind his growl. And she had an important reason to be there. After one final spin, she pulled the chair closer to the desk, opened her school folder, and took out a piece of paper. Even though it was a first draft, she'd put a significant amount of time into it. She'd hoped to get a quick okay from her teacher so she could move on to the next step. Instead, her teacher had met with her and asked for a major overhaul of the assignment. Frustrating. I worked hard on this. Harder than normal because I wanted to make Dad smile. Usually, her father loved hearing about school. He often came home late from work, but always made time for her. They'd curl up on the couch, read together, and she'd tell him about her day. Over the years, she'd gone from reading to him to reading next to him. No matter how busy he was hers for that window of time. Her life was full of friends, soccer practice, and schoolwork, but time with her father was something special. Not that time with her mother wasn't. According to her friends, Judy had the sweetest, most attentive mother ever. She attended all of Judy's games, volunteered in the school, and made Judy's friends feel special whenever they visited. Perfect was how everyone described Abby Carisi, which often made it hard to live up to her expectations. I have too much of Dad in me to always follow the rules. Dominic Carisi. His name alone commanded attention. Her mother joked that he'd been a rascal before they'd met. Judy never did get what that meant, but Uncle Jake said her father had as many enemies as he had friends, and he certainly had a lot of friends. Judy looked around her father's office. The mahogany shelves that lined the walls were full of photos, and every award Judy had received since preschool. She couldn't imagine anyone not liking her father. He didn't even have a temper, which was why she had been shaken by his reaction when she'd said,
"Sample complete. Ready to continue?"